Natasha, aka Natty Willie from At The Nerd Element. I'm at AwesomeCon DC, and I'm here with Janine Spinlove.
Hi!
Hi!
How's it going?
I am great. I've had an awesome day so far, and it's nice to meet you. I am always looking for authors to check out, and just tell us a little bit more about the books that you read, or not the books that you read, but...
Well, I can tell you all about the books I read. I read a lot.
Yeah.
I read a lot of fanfic, too, not gonna lie.
No, well, actually, let's go into that. What's your favorite fanfic?
Lately, I've actually really been on a Lord of the Rings kick. I've been loving me some Éomer Lothariel romances.
Well, you know what? Fun. We never got that. So you know what? Let's have it in fanfic.
Exactly, which is the beauty of fanfic.
Exactly. Now, have you been inspired by some of the stories in fanfic?
Honestly, I mean, I got my start as a fanfic writer. I mean,
that is cool.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not afraid to hide. I mean, I've got. If you go on Wattpad and you look me up on Wattpad, you'll see my first novels on Wattpad. Alongside a Captain America Avengers story I wrote. I am not shy about the fact that I write fanfic, because
that is
fanfic
cool.
Is awesome.
That is cool. Now, what is the latest book that's coming out that...
Okay, so the latest book that I've got coming out, so my most recent novel was my War of the Seasons final book, The Hunter is the last book in the trilogy. It came out in December or January, maybe. Ebook was December and January was the print book. The next one that I've got, because you guys can totally see me holding this flyer, is called Athena's Daughters, and it's an anthology of science fiction and fantasy. All the stories are about women, and they're written by women. And we did a Kickstarter for it, and it was the most successful prose anthology ever on Kickstarter. It brought in $44,000,
awesome.
2,000 backers. It was amazing. You guys are all awesome. And I've been having people here at AwesomeCon coming up saying, I backed your Athena's Daughters. I'm like, it just makes me so happy.
That is awesome.
It'll be out in June, and people can still order it. If they go to silenceinthelibrary.com, they can order copies of it.
And I can definitely check that out and do a review, because that... What's it about?
Oh, sorry. It's not silenceinthelibrary.com. silenceinthelibrarypublishing.com. Clarify. So what is it about? Well, it depends on the story you're looking at. I mean, we've got stories from, you know, a young girl going off to lunar space camp, hating life because she hates rocks and she loves plants. We've got another story about a bunch of elderly women who are given the power of gods and basically become superheroes.
That
and
is
they're
cool.
Like all gray haired, and it's amazing. My story itself is a time travel story featuring Amelia Earhart as she encounters a Marine pilot, a CH-53 pilot. Go figure, I'm a Marine pilot, and so I based the character of Sada after one of my friends, Stacy. I love Amelia Earhart so much. She's always been such an inspiration to me and to all women who've just really wanted to push the boundaries.
Have you ever thought about doing a biography?
Actually, that's interesting you should say that. I just finished writing the last chapter of my flight school memoirs. I'm entering it into the Wattpad nonfiction contest next week.
Yay.
And it's short. It's only 20,000 words, but it talks all about, you know, my experiences of joining the Marine Corps, going to flight school, and basically earning my wings of gold.
That is cool. Now, what other series, like, if someone wanted to start reading your books, like, what series should they start with?
The first thing they should pick up, well, if you want to start with short stories, the first thing you should probably pick up would be A Hero by Any Other Name. I've got a short story in there about a young, literally African-American. She's a young girl adopted from Africa by a Caucasian family here in Washington, D.C., who happens to have superhero powers, but... Nobody knows that, and so she uses them to save her brother, her adopted brother, and so then he thinks he has superhero powers. So it's a story about a brother and sister duo who become a superhero and sidekick, but the superhero doesn't really have superhero powers. It's the sidekick who does. And like I said, it takes place here in Washington, D.C. And I wrote that one for my daughter, who is also she's from Mozambique. And this is her first American city, and so I wrote it for her, and she took one look at the drawing and was like, I don't look like that at all, Mommy. And I was like, shh, it's when you're 20 years old. But so if you want to start out short stories, start out there. If you want to start out with novels, go for my War of the Seasons trilogy. And it's fantasy, it's a lot of fun, it's all about a girl from our world falling into another world filled with trolls and elves and dryads and nasty fairies that try to kill her a lot.
Have you ever wanted, like, actually your latest series to become like maybe a TV series or movie? Like, if anyone could play, like, one of your main characters, like, who would it be?
So, in my War of the Seasons trilogy...
Like, fan fiction.
Okay, so in my War of the Seasons trilogy, my main character story would be played by Victoria Justice. And my the lead guy, Aaron and the Elf, would be played by Liam Hemsworth.
Aww.
I've definitely fan casted the entire thing.
So that is awesome.
Yeah, and let's see. Gosh, why is my brain freezing up? The guy who was in the robot movie with the
Hugh Jackman?
No, the robots and the giant robots fighting aliens.
Oh,
but the guy in charge. The
Idris
black guy
Elba.
In charge. Thank you. Him. There's a great character. The main character's brother, half brother, mm-hmm. Corcoran, would be played by him.
That is
very
too
much.
Awesome.
I don't know why I was blanking on his name. Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful man. Great actor. Yes.
Actually, what is the last movie that you saw?
The last movie I saw was Captain America 2.
Yay!
With my daughter dressed, my two daughters were dressed up. One was dressed as Captain America and one was dressed as Director Fury.
Oh, that is adorable.
And they looked fabulous.
That is adorable. Now, you're an awesome con. Who of the guests here, like media guests, would you just totally geek out about if you just saw walking down?
Oh my gosh, Carrie Hughes.
Ah, yes, second person to say that.
It's your wish.
Everybody wants, every woman wants him to say that.
I just want him to say hi. I feel like, hi.
Okay, we're splitting that photo.
Yeah, we gotta split the photo up for that one. All right, well, where can people find you? On Twitter, Facebook?
Oh my gosh, so
one website?
So my website is JeanineSpendLove.com. If you can't spell that, go to WarOfTheSeasons.com. It all goes to the same place. I am also Jeanine Spendlove or Jeanine K. Spendlove on all the social media. So Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm really horrible about Facebook, though, and I'm not so great with Twitter, but I'm on Instagram and Tumblr a lot, so...
I need to get more on Instagram and Tumblr. That's we're mostly on Facebook and Twitter. That's so funny.
I mean, I used to be on both of those a lot more, but Tumblr has sucked my soul in. Not gonna lie.
Now, after AwesomeCon DC, what other conventions are you gonna be at?
So I'll be at Origins Game Fair this summer. And then that's in Columbus, and it's a giant gaming convention. It's super fun. I'll be there with Brian Young, Timothy Zahn, Mike Stackpole, and Aaron Rosenberg, a bunch of other really awesome writers. And then I'll also be at a con called Congregate this July in Goldsboro, North Carolina, I believe. It is the first year that this con is going. And then I will also be, my first year, I'm going to San Diego Comic Con.
We are going to be there.
Yeah, well, I was totally shocked. When I applied for guest status, just like, they won't take me, and they did, and they also gave me a badge for my husband.
So that is like, awesome.
All right, I guess I have no reason not to go. So, and of course, I'll be at Dragon Con. I am always at Dragon Con.
Oh, okay.
We need to go.
Yeah, we need to go to Dragon Con. We haven't gone yet. It just hasn't been in the cards.
Well, it's wonderful. You should totally go. And if you go, I know a lot of guests there, too. So.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to interview.
And thank you.
Yeah, this is Natty Willie again at the Nerd Element, and you'll definitely be seeing Jeanine Spendlove on TV, maybe a movie.
I would not say no. Come option my trilogy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Here.